listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, April 12, 2017. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly, here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello, good evening, everybody.
And Michael Kelly is with us behind the scenes tonight, producing the program. We'd like to welcome all of those joining us live for this program tonight, those in the chat room, as well as those listening to the archives after the fact. Good to have everybody with us tonight. The Spirit of Life program is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. And we have a number of educational programs ranging from help and assistance for those in alcoholic relationships to anomalous research to metaphysical degrees and standalone courses. So there's more information on the website there. I'd like to read our abbreviated nine principles of belief, as we usually do every week, to kind of keep them in the forefront, keep them at the top of the mind awareness, as they say. The first one is do no harm, do right. Number two, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Three, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. Four, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Five, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Six, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. Seven, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. Eight, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And nine, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And to read more about these principles of belief, visit us at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So, good to see so many in the chat room tonight. We appreciate you being with us. It's good to have those of you with us. And if you have a topic that you would like to see discussed tonight, please don't hesitate to put it in the chat room and we'll get to that. To begin with, though, Dr. Hunter wants to talk about something I think is of interest to about everyone, and especially those with psychic sensitivity. So I'll let her introduce that.
Yes. Well, yesterday I got a phone call from my oldest daughter, who was just coming back from her yoga class, calls me from her cell phone and says, "Mom, this hasn't happened to me in a while, but at yoga class I saw a spirit as clear as day, standing over these two guys who, it's a drop-in yoga, who I never met before. Should I have said something? Like, should I have told them that there's a spirit there?" And I said, "No, you did the right thing." She said, "Well, when I was younger, I was a blabbermouth, and I used to tell everybody when I'd see them." And she said, "But I haven't seen them for a while, and I don't know why." But she said, "Suddenly I'm like starting to see them, but today it was really kind of bonkers. It was really right in my face." And so as I, you know, as we had a little talk about it, and I said, "Well, it's your evolution. You know, it's like your development, your growth. And we go through ebbs and tides of sensitivity. You know, sometimes we're more grounded in life and getting about real life stuff, and we're not as tuned in." So there was that level of conversation that we had, and we can talk more about that later. But the most important thing that I said, it's the law of non-interference, and the law of, well, basically, nobody asked you, you see? So it's like, unless you had this really profound, you know, "Oh my God, something has to be said," and even then you have a choice. You don't say anything to people Unless if somebody comes to you and says something, that's one thing because they're asking. But meanwhile, you're just on the street, you're in your yoga class, wherever you are, and you see spirits. That doesn't mean anything to anybody except to you in your growth. And, you know, I've had this conversation with people a lot over the years. And I got to tell you, I'm just going to say this straight out. There's a lot of I'm special syndrome going around, that if you have psychic abilities, it means you're special and it means you're supposed to, you know, give free advice to people, or you're supposed to, you know, go out of your way. And it's just not real and it's just not right. And honestly, unless somebody asks you, or unless somebody has a conversation with you, that it would be, let's say, a good segue for you to say, yeah, well, you know, there is kind of like spirits hanging around you. And then that would be a natural conversation. Otherwise, you know, you just know that it's your own evolution at work. Dr. Kelly, I'm sure you have something to say about this at this point.
Well, I think you covered that topic very well. I know you and I know how you feel about that. And you're absolutely 100% right about, you know, that kind of thing. And I've known a number of psychics in past years that would see a similar thing and would feel the urge, the need to go up and tell people about it. Now, I will tell you that sometimes it ended up really good. The person needed to hear that, but you know, that's not a decision we can make really. It's there's some gray areas, I'll give you that, but as a rule, we kind of mind our own business with it.
I think when a gray area might be that there's a profound message and it might be life altering.
Sure.
You know, where you intuitively, if I see somebody, and again, I have to be so careful about this. If I see somebody, I can really feel they're in grief or they're having a very difficult time and there's a spirit around, it might lend to something like, and again, to do this carefully because you can really freak people out, is to do it carefully. You know, I'm really sensitive to energy and I really feel like somebody's around you, protecting you, looking out for you, and I think that's a great thing. But to go into more detail than that, I think is unreasonable and unfair. And then it does lend to a bit of creating fear. Because mm-hmm. even though we think it's natural and normal, like this is my normal reality, it's not for other people. And we have to be sensitive to, we could cause more damage than good, even though we're well-intended.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, as with most things in life, we have to use our own good judgment, and we have to be careful. We have to remember that no psychic is 100% all the time. So, and you know, psychic
butter.
Except Dr. Hunter, but other than her,
no.
You know, nobody's 100%, and we have to remember that psychic impressions can vary. And they're subject to our own interpretation. So what we might interpret them to mean may not always be exactly what they in fact mean. So we just have to use good judgment, be careful, not create the fear, because, you know, we don't want to do that. And especially in those cases where, you know, you see somebody driving off in their car and having a fatal car wreck, you know, that's just not a place to go. That's create fear, and there's nothing to support that eventuality. But again, we all have to use our own good judgment on that.
If I could say this, there are times, even with my adult children, where even now, you know, one of my kids is planning a trip to Europe, and I just, my feelers went up. I said, okay, that's a really good idea. That'd be great. You guys can have a great time, but do not go to this place or this place or this place. Okay. So, you know what she did? She booked the trip so she didn't have to go to this place or this place or this place. I said, oh, and you'll be fine. And so another friend of mine is going also to Europe. oddly enough, and leaving on Saturday. And she said, I was just wondering. I said, don't worry about it. I tuned in. You're good to go. A couple of close calls maybe, but not to worry.
Oh, God. Thanks a lot.
No, but you see, this is the thing. I'm known for these things. And when it comes to protecting my own, this is where it, even insofar as you got visitors and you get a feeling, if I get one of those feelings, I say, nah, you should wait another 10 minutes. Then you can go, you know, and people look at me and they trust that now because that's me. And it doesn't matter whether you, right or wrong or otherwise, but sure enough, they'll go down the road and there was an accident a few minutes ago. And this prevented them from maybe being a part of that. And that's just for myself. Otherwise, you know, because I think that's for a reason. And again, to protect my own in my own sphere without interfering, without going above and beyond, you know, again, you know, what they do is, because I would not go to Europe this time myself, but that's just me, you see. But other people are going and that's just fine. But it's to tune in. So, you know, I think that there is an advantage in some ways that we can, you know, navigate our way through the city and navigate our way through life and just have an intuition and look out for each other in that way. But again, that's not in a place of interfering. I think that's in a way of support and, you know, take advantage.
Good. All right. So let's do this. Let's do our 5-card draw, and then we will pull cards for those who want them in the chat. So if you want to put your name in there, we'll have Michael make a list. And then if there's no other topics, I don't see any other topics in the chat room. If there's not, then maybe we'll wrap up tonight's program with a guided meditation, and we'll have Michael get the background music ready for that when we
noticed that there's been some comments in the chat that some people are having audio issues or other, and it's best to refresh your browser, and if that doesn't work, maybe change your browser, go to a different one, and then refresh the page again. That's just suggestions. Sometimes people have difficulty if they're on their phone as opposed to like a laptop or a desktop. But just those things, because it seems to me that everybody else's hearing is fine and just the couple of people in there. So just wanted to say that.
Not sure what the problem is, because some folks have some trouble with it and others never do. So I don't know. I use Chrome myself. I know Firefox works. I've tested it on all of them. Yeah. Well, I haven't tested it on Safari or Opera, but Dr. Hunter, you've tested on Safari, haven't you?
I have, and I'm on Firefox now, and it seems to be okay. Don't know what to say, people. It's just a refresh in browsers. You know what I have? This is kind of dumb. You know, when something's not working, plug it in. Sometimes turn your volume up. I don't know.
Well, sometimes you just have to wait for the buffering to continue. Yeah. It'll take a few seconds, maybe 10 seconds or times more.
You know, if it's all right with you, we'll dive into people wanting a card, because we've got, I think, quite a list growing, and maybe we'll just start from there.
Let's do that then.
Okay, well, Fran is first, and I got continuity of life for you, Fran. That's number 16 in the existential suit. You know, this is a really good message here, I think. Human consciousness transcends the physical body, allowing a new chapter of life to continue. Stability and peace is assured with continuity and the flow of day-to-day life. There is reason to hope for a favorable outcome in the face of adversity or a difficult situation. You are a living example of the continuity of life. Cherished values will continue to live and grow. Sometimes we must allow a current chapter to close so that a new chapter may begin. That's very optimistic. I like that one. So that's a little message for you there, Fran. Dr. Kelly, you want to add anything there?
We talked about that a little bit last week, too. Continuity, it can mean anything. You know, closing one chapter and moving on to another. It can mean passing on. I mean, it can mean a lot of stuff. We just have to keep looking for the advantages in the next chapter and not overly grieve the last chapter, you know, the past one.
Yeah. Well, I see that Tabitha's next. And, you know, we haven't pulled this card for a long time, Tabitha. So this is Entropy, and it's in the wild card suit number 6. It reads, within the cycle of life, there are useful energies that are low entropy, and that can wane to uselessness, which is high entropy. So it took me a while to get a grasp on that one, so bear with me. Their energy stands still, and their entropy increases. They no longer give value to the evolution of life. This can include an attitude or behavior that requires adjustment to once again take a new step in renewal and rebirth, thus lowering one's entropy. When one seeks to be a part of the solution rather than a part of the problem, that the one lowers his or her personal entropy, and the world's a better place. So it's about energy frequencies. And, of course, entropy is that word, you know, given to that, whether it's a low or high energy.
Yeah, so entropy is it's almost like opening a can of worms for me. You know, it's like we live in a world where everything goes back to the dust, where everything dies, where everything, you know, we live on a planet where everything eats everything else. And we live in a universe that is the same way. In fact, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for entropy, because, you know, these stars, they are born, they live out their millions or billions of years, whatever the case may be. They explode in a supernova, and then they create the heavy metals, which then makes it possible for life and for us to exist. You know, that's why we are literally the stuff of stars. And that's why racism and bigotry makes no sense, because every human being and every animal and every plant and everything on the planet comes from the same place, comes from stars that have gone supernova and then created these nebulas, and then new stars are born with the heavier elements and so forth. So with entropy, I think the thing that about it is we need to look at it within the context of our life, you know. Thing, it's just like the last card, wasn't it? The last one on continuity of life, that's entropy. You know, we move from one thing to another. Things only last so long, but that's, there are pros and cons to that too. You know, that's why we grow. We have different experiences. We go from one thing to another. We learn new things, and one chapter closes, another one opens, and that's good. But within our life, you know, how does entropy affect us? You know, are we staying stuck in entropy? Are we just dying and not doing anything? Are we not going anywhere purposeful? You know, have we decided what our meaning is? And then once we know what brings us meaning in life, then we can determine our purpose, because our purpose can change over time. In fact, Stephen Foster even said, you know, that now I'm drawing a blank. I mean, it was a great saying. I'll tell you what it is. Just give me one second, because I am past 50 and I have CRS, you know. But he says basically it's a purpose is an action plan for meaning. And I love that phrase. And he was a student. He's in the chat room. And it's a great phrase. You know, the purpose of our life is an action plan for the meaning of our life. So we come up with our meaning, what brings us meaning, and then and that pretty much stays the same. But we might act on it in different ways throughout our life. Like me, you know, my meaning has pretty much stayed the same throughout my whole adult life. I mean, helping others to get past the things that hold them back. But that's been manifested in a number of different ways throughout my life. I mean, for 40 years I was a Christian and an elder and a minister and all that, and Christian minister, and helped a lot of people that way, comforted, helped them figure out their problems. You know, I spent 5 years on the road doing professional speaking, management and leadership and metaphysical, even though they didn't realize it, life skills, basically. You know, and for the last 7 years I've been doing the church and the schools. So it's the same thing. My meaning's the same. I've just been doing it in different ways. So I guess I could probably talk for a while on entropy, but that's all I'm going to say. We'll move on to the next card. Hope it helps.
Well, I have Teresa next, and I just drew number 7 of the wild card suit, Hope. This one's for you, Teresa. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope, in and of itself, does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it's the first and last failsafe of your existence, meaning for everybody. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope. That's the little disclaimer at the end there. So that's a good one. Sometimes, you know, just a little reminder, you know, it's all about hope. We got to have hope. Keep that hope.
So. Good card. I mean, gosh, when you've lost hope, you've lost everything. So don't lose hope. There's never a good reason to lose hope, honestly.
Well, and now for Heather. I have Heather next. And you've got number 42, trust and integrity. So I'm going to read this one. Integrity means being true to oneself, intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles. Soundness of moral character, honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remain steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, with yourself. That's a nice one. I like that one.
Nobody deserves our best behavior more than us, than ourselves.
Totally agree with that one. So Colleen is up next. Okay, Colleen. Ooh, indomitable power of the human spirit. It's number 10 in the existential suit. The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcome whatever obstacles stand in your way. Whoa, that, you know, I just get chills with that one. It's like powerhouse. I love that word.
You know, we can do anything we want. We have to keep that in mind. How hard can it be? So, you know, whatever you want to do, go do it. Don't let anything hold you back. Life is way too short and life is way too long to do something you don't want to do.
Well, Dr. Adam is next, and I'm pulling one for you here. Esteem and validation. That's number 2, the second card in the entire set of cards, and I think it's really important to note why it's at the beginning. You know, perfection is the number 1 card. Esteem and validation is the number 2 card. And that's how we build. So there's actually a reason for that. So esteem and validation for you, Adam. Self-esteem is self-worth based on internal expectations and validation. Not to be confused with them-esteem, which is self-worth based on external expectations and validation. That means what other people think. High self-confidence is not the same as high self-esteem either. Self-validation is the highest regard you give to yourself. Fully experience the truths of your own path. A good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's just that reinforcement.
We've talked a lot about that. All right, so
Dr. Frank is next. By the way, congratulations, please. Special congratulations to Dr. Frank. Just graduated with his PhD today. That's a wonderful achievement. You know, we have it's always a wonderful thing to see our students graduate. I just love that. It gets very exciting. So
good.
I just had to throw
congratulations.
That in. Yeah, good job. All right. I have perfection. You know, isn't that funny? I just said number two. Now number one is perfection. Huh. So for you, Frank, perfection. It's number one in the entire Inner Oracle Self-Discovery card deck. Always remember that you are perfect, just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today, this is really beautiful. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. Isn't that great? Especially on a graduation day. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully. I love that.
And speaking of graduations, since we're talking about it a little bit, I'll throw this in. We're having our annual online graduation coming up on May 6th for both IMHS and TFU students. So if you're IMHS, go to the Student Center. If you're TFU, go to the Student Lounge, and you'll see the details for that, and you can register for that. All right.
Michaela is next. Hi, Michaela. Nice to have you here. Power of Belief. It's number 25 in the deck. And that's actually in the spirituality suit, too. So number 25 reads like this. Belief is the most powerful force in the universe. One's beliefs are responsible for one's successes and failures. It's also important to realize that you cannot disbelieve in one thing without also believing in something else. Beliefs can help or hinder, enable or disable. Denial is a belief and means lying to oneself to evade responsibility. Ponder your beliefs to see if they are healthy or unhealthy. Proceed with conviction. And I think the most important thing that strikes me in this card, just even intuitively, is even when you say you don't believe or somebody says they don't believe in something, that also means to say they believe in something else. So, oh. You know, even when it comes to when somebody says, oh, I don't believe in psychic stuff, then you ask, well, what do you believe in? So, you know, it's equals and opposites mean the same. Dr. Kelly?
I will just add that at times there are occasions when you can suspend belief. For example, in paranormal investigations, you know, you neither believe nor disbelieve. You're still looking for data, for more information. So you can, there are times when we can suspend belief, pending additional information. So, but usually in general life, if we believe in something, that means we don't believe in something else. It's opposite. Or if we don't believe in something, then we believe in its opposite as a rule. But there are exceptions.
Now, I think there's one more that we're going to draw that I see. And so if I've missed anybody, would you please do a quick reminder in the chat? And someone by the name of Apple, must be a pseudonym, do you think?
Probably.
But I'm going to go ahead here. This one is boundaries, number six. So for you, Apple, mind you, who is it, one of those movie stars that named their daughter Apple? So maybe it's not so far off. I see her face in my, I just can't remember her name. Gwyneth Paltrow just popped in. Oh, good. Boy. Like, good for you, Michael. And he just put it in the chat room there, too. So for you, Apple, boundaries reads like this. It's important for you to establish clear boundaries for yourself. Equally, it's necessary to be aware of others and to not overstep or encroach on their boundaries. This is a mark of a self-complete individual. Reassess and assertively protect your healthy boundaries while looking to see if you are overstepping elsewhere. Begin with asking yourself, who owns me? I know you got something to say about that, Dr. Kelly, the who owns me. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a question we have to ask, and that's a question not enough people ask. Who owns me? Anytime you go along with the crowd, you don't own yourself. Anytime you cave in to peer pressure or to family pressure or to whatever, to do something you really don't want to do, you don't own yourself. They own you. Anytime you believe in something that causes some cognitive dissonance or some stress on some level, you're basically assuming the identity of another person's belief system. So boundaries are an important thing, and when we have a healthy self-concept and complete within ourselves, we use critical thinking skills. We weigh things. We use good judgment, and we may or may not go along or agree with the crowd. We have to make our own judgments. We have to make our own decisions and walk our own path, and everybody's entitled to that. We don't have to be disagreeable with others. We may not agree with them, but that's okay. No big deal. We don't have to make a big deal out of it. I think you're just flat out wrong. We don't have to get into argument about it. It doesn't matter. And that's the thing that a lot of people don't get. They feel like they've got to argue. They feel like they have to express their disagreement. Now, there may be times when that's important. If it's a moral issue, if somebody's welfare is involved, whatever. But in general, day-to-day stuff, we don't have to argue. We don't have to make a big deal out of stuff. If people don't agree, then they don't agree. So what? It doesn't matter. And that's – I wish I could put more power into that. But if you just stop and think about it, people can believe whatever they want. I don't vocalize any disagreements as a rule unless there's a good reason why. And there's usually not such a good reason why. I have friends, they think this, that, the other thing. Okay, so what? I may not agree, but so what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether I agree or not. It doesn't matter whether they agree with me. So that's all part of boundaries. I don't want to ramble on too much, but hopefully that helps.
Apple has just asked, why would anybody own me? No, I think we're not saying that just directed at you, Apple, by any stretch. It's just, I think that there is this tendency for people to want to influence others. And I think that this is why boundaries and understanding our own boundaries for ourselves is just a good idea. And so it's just
a footnote. It's about control. There are people who want to control others. And so when we cave into that control, then we're basically allowing the other person to possess us or to own us, because they're encroaching our boundaries and we're allowing it. And so we don't want to, draw that line in the sand or put the stick there and say, don't cross that. But they do, then we move the stick back and we reestablish a boundary that's more tolerant. And then we keep moving it back and back and back. So it's a matter of here's the thing. If it's a matter of preference, yield. If it's a matter of policy, principle, or law, that's a great thing. I mean, it's a great little rule of thumb. Don't compromise your principles for anybody. But if it's just a matter of preference, okay, don't argue. Yield. Doesn't matter.
Something I'd like to throw in here, I see an awful lot of this, and I'm sure everybody else does, on the internet these days, whether it's Facebook or blogs or something, is not only people expressing an opinion, but calling other people's names when they don't agree. And it just sends me, I love Dr. Kelly's, saying of it sends me where you can't get a postcard. It drives me bonkers. Like, why would, and I understand the control mechanism and that aggression that, I think I'm trying to understand, but there's no need to trash other people for their opinion. That's not a way to have a discussion. It's not the way for us to evolve, mature, grow, progress, nothing. But I see it repeatedly, and there's no way to, and I would suggest to people, when you see that happening anywhere, don't bother going there. Don't go there. Not only are there trolls, but I'm talking about regular folks who are saying, well, I don't like what they did, and they are such a blah, blah, blah. There's no need for name calling, and to get into that kind of discussion, especially in a public forum, you will fail. And you will only cause yourself great aggravation. I suggest avoid it. The fewer people there are to argue with, then they stop. Mm-hmm. That's how that works. Silence, man. It can go a long way.
Lack of communication will kill any relationship. So if you want to end a relationship with anybody, you stop communicating. It's that simple. And I mean in any way. Phone, text, email, psychic, you name it.
Well, the flip side is that silence gives permission in a way. So we have to keep this in context. when there are people looking for trouble and they persist, don't feed them.
So, yeah, don't feed the trolls.
That's right. Don't feed them. Don't feed them. So, you know, there's one other point that, you know, a term that you brought up a little while ago, and especially for our newcomers, cognitive dissonance. Mm-hmm. And I love the way it's put in the study material. It is denial with secondary gains. And just to keep that really clear, when you're denying a truth, it's because you're benefiting in some other way. It's really simple when you understand cognitive dissonance in that way. If I'm denying that something exists, it's because there's a benefit to me in some other way. I hold on to my existing beliefs. I feel I have control. Or it's just denial because I'm, you know, whatever reason. So keep that in mind. Shelley just said, I just wrote that in my segment assignment. Good for you. Cognitive dissonance. And so keep that in mind. I think we all do it to some degree, which is very different than when you acknowledge something, you recognize it, and you find a way to navigate through it. That's a little bit different. I'm talking about denial with a secondary gain. So, again, the benefits of Dr. Kelly's study material. Just throwing that in there.
And denial is simply lying to yourself to evade responsibility.
Yeah.
Think about that one for a while. Lying to yourself to evade responsibility. All right,
I think we're done. I'd like to just pull out one card as a message for all of us tonight, if that's all right, okay. And then we'll go on to a meditation. And so everybody, while you're getting ready for your meditation, get comfortable in your seat, and Dr. Kelly's going to take you on a little journey. But here's the Energy Shift New Chapter number 14. So this is our message, if you will, through our meditation. I'm going to read it. Energy shifts are a natural result from increased awareness, knowledge, and new attitudes that naturally open new chapters in one's life. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction, out with the old and in with the new.
Good. And what was the face value energy shift?
14. 14 in the Energy Shift New Chapter Existential Suit. Yeah.
All right. It is, and it's what we all want to do. You know, we want to keep adjusting our path a little bit so that we get where we want to go and we experience what we want to experience along the way. So, all right. So we're going to start our music in the background here, and we're going to do a meditation. I won't be able to hear the music, but Michael can tell me when it's going, and we'll start. So to prepare for this, just take a deep breath and just settle a little bit. Just take it slow. Okay. So hopefully you're hearing the music. And I'm going to do the Soul Light meditation, which is done before, and one that we teach in Course B2 or G70 at TFU. All right, so settle into your chair. If you want to close your eyes, you can. To begin with, I want you to take a deep breath all the way in through your nose and hold on to it for a moment. And just let it out slowly through your mouth. And as you do, just relax. It's all right. The neat thing about this is that it's your time. You know, nobody wants anything. Just for the next few minutes, just your time. Take another deep breath in through your nose. Hold on to it for a moment. And just release it. And as you do, just allow your body to settle. And speaking of settling, just let the room settle. Be aware of your environment. What sounds can you hear? And every sound you hear allows you to relax even more deeply. And as you continue to breathe, you breathe in that relaxation. You breathe out stress. You breathe out tension. You breathe in the good stuff. And as you do, I wonder if you can imagine, visualize this beautiful ball of light just above your head. That's your soul light. That's your higher self. That's your higher awareness. And as you see this beautiful, radiant ball of pure white light, you notice that it's radiating energy out into the universe in every direction, because we are connected with everything. And all of these little radial arms that are radiating out from this beautiful white bright light keeps you in touch, and it connects you to everything. And now, after you see that beautiful bright ball of light, I wonder if you can imagine just willing it, bringing it right down into the center of your body. Just see it slowly move down through your head and through your shoulders and your belly, right into that central part of your body. And as you do, imagine that this beautiful white light is beginning to just radiate throughout your body. And this white light is relaxing. It's nurturing. It's healing. See it filling up every part of your body. See it going right down through your legs and into the ground, grounding you. And see it moving up through your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your fingers, up through your neck and your head, your face. And as you do, just understand that it's healing you. It's nurturing. It's revitalizing every cell in your body. This is you. This is who you are. This is powerful. You are powerful. You can do anything you choose to do. No one can hold you back other than yourself. But because you have the indomitable power of the human spirit, everything is at your fingertips. You can accomplish anything you want. And as you feel this beautiful, bright, white light enveloping your body, strengthening you, understand that it is also building you up, empowering you, empowering your self-concept. It's aiding you to feel confident, to feel whole. It's aiding you to feel complete within yourself. And as you feel this beautiful light within you, this warmth, just taking another deep breath in through your nose, hold on to it for a moment, and let it out slowly through your mouth. And as you do, relax even more. It's all right. This is your time. Nobody wants anything. No demands. This is just for you, and it's all right for that. It's beautiful. You understand that you are capable of doing anything you choose to do. You've got the power, you've got the energy, you've got whatever it takes to just be you. You understand that you are perfect just the way you are, and you may have things that you want to improve on, and that's perfectly fine. You also understand that we all make mistakes, and that's good too. That's how we learn. And so you learn from your mistakes. You make amends if necessary, and you move forward guilt-free, knowing that you're better today than you were yesterday. All of this energy within you is always here just for you. You have perfectly healthy boundaries, and you always do no harm and do right. You always do the best for all concerned, every situation, because you are powerful. And you have high standards, integrity, trust. You hope, and you hope strong, and you have a great hope for your future and for our future. These are all the higher qualities of being complete within yourself. And as you are complete within yourself, you assist others, you pay it forward whenever the opportunity arises, and you help them as relevant, as necessary. But by the same token, we always respect other people's rights. We always respect other people's space. And we never impose our own will on anyone for any reason. We understand that we're all equal. We're all the same. And we need to embrace love for humanity, which builds hope. As you continue to remember all these things at your own time, just allow that beautiful, bright, white light to move upward and take its normal place just above your head, knowing that it's always there. You can always tap into it. That's you. It's there for you. You are there for you. And that is a beautiful thing. In just a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And as I do, you will come slowly back to full awareness, feeling better than ever. 1, feeling like you've just been refreshed completely. 2, you feel like you've taken a shower in a mountain, stream, or waterfall, and you just feel exhilarated. And 3, feeling much better, feeling so relaxed. 4, feeling good about everything, about your life, your future. And 5, completely awake, eyes open wide. You are powerful. You can do anything you want. You can achieve anything you want. How hard can it be? Now, whatever's blocking you, release it and go be you. Go do your thing. Welcome back. Okay, so I hope that helped a little bit. And we appreciate everybody's time and attention tonight. We talked about a lot of things that I mentioned here in the guided meditation as well. So we appreciate that. And we're starting our wrap-up music. By the way, I meant to mention that if you're unfamiliar with the Inner Oracle cards, they're cards or deck 54 cards that basically describe everything we believe with metaphysical humanism. They cover a lot of the things in our courses. You can get your own deck at metaphysicalhumanism.org. Just look for the store button and you'll find them there. So until I want, got to thank everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Dr. Hunter for helping out as always.
Michael in the background.
Yeah, Michael in the background, and I'm trying to do too many things at once. But we do appreciate your time, and if you like this, let other people know about it too. Till next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.